Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, April 26th. We have on the calendar today. Year is still 2023. And this is episode number 271. And man, we're really creeping towards that 300 episode. So here we go. What do we got here? We have the end of April's coming up, so get ready for Murph next month. That's going to be in May. That's on Labor Day Monday. Excuse me, I got a chance to sit down today, and I'm recording this after having a few cups of coffee and some time to think and look at some things, and got me going. So here we go. So Murph next month. What else do we have? 10-year anniversary t-shirt. I'm gonna give that another week or so to get before we let you guys know how much it'll cost. I'll get an idea around then, and then in 2 weeks we'll probably make the order after that. I'm trying to get this cost down as much as possible because I would love for everybody to have an opportunity to buy this shirt because it means a lot. 10 years in business is no small feat, I've been told. So so I want everybody to have one that can get one. Today's episode is going to revolve around, my thoughts and my, what is the word that I'm looking for here? I'm drawing a blank. My thoughts and like what I've noticed recently with, young kids, young adults, things like that. I've probably talked about this kind of stuff before, but after this past weekend, we finally had our first baseball tournament. Did not get rained out. So I noticed some things and I witnessed some things, and it made me think, like, man, we as this older generation, you know, if you have kids 5 years old and up, I think we can all just do better. And I know it doesn't. What I witnessed and, you know, the things that I heard, there's no way of taking it out of the equation. My guess is it's only going to get worse and worse. But I made the decision to, I think a long time ago, probably when my kids were born, that shit stops as much as I can with us, with me, with my kids, with their kids, and, you know, trickling down the line. I don't want what I witnessed with some of these at the baseball games and what I've witnessed at the Vicente High School. I don't want that to be a part of any of my kids' lives or my grandkids' lives or anything like that. I don't want to witness it. I don't want to see it. And I just wish there was a way of spouting this to the masses with what I have in store for you right here. So the weekend, let's talk about the baseball games. We played three games. We lost all three. If I were to combine all the runs, we might have scored 20 to 25, while the other three teams collectively scored maybe 40 or more. We gave up a lot of runs, to say the least. We beat ourselves, I think, in a couple of the circumstances. We were in what's called an open division tournament. So this one company puts on these tournaments in California. We're a part of that tournament schedule, and it was an open division. So there's three divisions within this company, Division 1, 2, and 3. I don't mean it like this, but three being the least best, second being a middle-class team, and then the first being a top team. Well, in this open division, there were all but one Division 3 teams. So we're a Division 3 team. The team we ended up, actually, we played them twice, once on Saturday, once on Sunday. We're a Division 1. They were the only Division 1. They made it to the championship game, and I'm happy to say that they fucking lost that championship game to a Division 3 team. And I want to say that we had a hand in that because we gave them a run for their fucking money on Sunday, and they got lucky with the perfect storm, I would say, of how many runs we were down, which was 8, which seems like a lot, but the game was going back and forth each inning. The time that we had already been playing and the inning that we were in, it was the perfect storm for the game to end for them in a win. So I wouldn't count that as a win. I would say we still have fucking one more inning to go, and we should have fucking grabbed our bats and had the opportunity to show, you know, we had some fight left in us. So They went on to the championship game but lost to a Division III team, which again, I don't even know how those are ranked, but the other team that they played also beat some teams quite handedly. So I don't know if they're a true Division III, but that's what it says on the website. So we lost three games. I would say the last day alone gave us more in that loss than a win probably could. We have a young group of kids that like to have fun while playing baseball. With that said, a lot of these other teams, I saw two different sides of the spectrum with them. I saw teams that, you know, kind of played with their nose up and looked down on others. And I saw a team that once things didn't go their way, the result of that was them, we'll say, talking shit. And I'll elaborate on that here in a moment. And then there's us. We're right in the middle, right? We're a team that likes to have fun while playing a game. We understand this is a game. We understand that this is not life and death. We understand that winning some rinky-dink fucking ring at the end of this thing, because I think that's what teams get if they win a tournament, are these rings, and they, you know, they get to show them off in pictures and put it on Instagram or whatnot. But to be totally honest with you, once I was asked to be a part of the coaching staff and started diving into this coaching thing, I realized that that's a lot of what this is about, what travel baseball is about. And I wanted to make sure that our kids didn't focus on that, that they focused on the game itself getting better. They focused on that the opportunity of being on a team shows you what a group of individuals can do rather than one person trying to accomplish, right? Because this is a team sport. And then number three, having them show respect, have some dignity, and create their, you know, start building a character about themselves, you know. So here's where I'll elaborate. So the team that the Division I team that we had to play twice, the second game that we had to play them on a Sunday, if we would have won three games, we would have been champs of this tournament. Okay, so the first up was the Oakland Bulldogs, the team that we had lost to pretty handedly the day before. And I think that worked in our favor. They saw us again and they're like, fuck yes, let's just kick this team's ass again and go on to the next game. Well, it didn't go that way. We ended up losing 11-18. My son, Julian, gave up 11 hits and 10 earned runs, which is not a great showing for him. He's a much better pitcher than that. We kind of wore him down, and now that I've saw him throw X amount of pitches, we now know that there needs to be a stricter policy for the team. But here are these kids. They kicked our ass the day before. Things aren't going well for them. We were leading even at one point in time in the game, but they can hit, right? And we throw strikes. So with a team that throws strikes and the team can hit, that allows them to score a bunch of runs. So their mistakes, we were capitalizing. They were hitting our batters, not on purpose, missing throws, not making plays, and we were capitalizing. And at one point in time, the coach, so this is a trickle-down effect, the coach on their team was yelling at them through the dugout, right? Yelling at them, and they go out for defense, and we're going out for to bat. And I hear him specifically. There's no mistaking what he said. And I quote, "You're playing against a team that y'all should be blowing the fuck out by 40 points." And that's all I needed to hear. And I knew two things at that point. One, they kind of rested on the day before. They kind of, you know, hung their hat on, well, we beat this team handedly by, I think it was almost 20 runs the day before. And two, it showed me that they only saw us at our worst. They didn't really see us play baseball. And now they're seeing us play baseball, and now they're kind of reeling from that. Okay, so I let some of our kids know, hey, especially if they were coming up to bat, like, hey, I heard their coach just say that they need to be beating us by 40 runs, and they're not. So let's keep adding to this. That was number one. Number two, we were playing defense. They're still scoring runs. I think we maybe had one out, and this kid steps to the plate. Number 11, Number 11 hits a fucking rocket out to center field. And if you don't know where center field is, if you can picture a baseball field, there's the grass area. It's the literally the center part of the field there. And our center fielder, Antonio, great kid, awesome pitcher, great batter, runs back, gets himself set underneath the ball, catches the ball, throws it in, a run scores. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't give a fuck about that run scoring. I gave a fuck about Antonio getting himself into a position to where he caught this ball underneath it, made a great throw to second, or his cutoff, who then got it into second and held the runner that was on second there. He could not advance. We eventually got out of the inning, but I was so excited for that one play from Antonio. And it might just be, I look at things a lot differently than I think a lot of different people. Yeah, you know, I'm of a different mindset in a lot of different ways, and this one was no different. So I focused and who cares about the run, but you made an awesome play. And after number 11 hit that rocket, you know, and we're cheering that Antonio caught it and he got it back in and he held it. We're cheering that on. We're excited about that. We're letting Antonio how great he did with getting underneath that ball, the process that he had to work there, right? And then number 11 comes trotting by our dugout because he has to, because he could not advance to first because he's out. And he is, I won't say he's looking at anyone specifically, but as he's jogging back to his dugout, he has the, what's the word? I don't want to say the nerve, because it doesn't take nerve or guts to say shit like this. But he says, as he's trotting back to his dugout, that your team is ass. Pretty much we all suck. Every single one of us is ass. And so in that moment, I don't think any of our kids heard that. And I don't even think it would have mattered anyways. So me being me, and in that situation, if I was a kid at that time and I would have heard that, I would have reacted in the same way. And that reaction from me to number 11 was, hey, number 11, awesome hit. And those are the things and the moments that kids need to capitalize on to really show someone that, hey, man, this is a game. We're having fun. You had a fucking amazing hit and you scored a run and you still can't be happy. There's something fucking wrong with that. And I think that it's time to kind of try to figure out as adults how to build the next generation of good people. Not great athletes, not superstars, but good people. And I know personally, like, how I'm waiting for the day that one of our players asked, well, like, what would you do if, you know, if you would have heard that as a player? One, I would have said the same exact thing. And then I would have remembered number 11. And then I would have made sure that that motherfucker never forgot my name. Because my next at bat or my next play, you know, that's coming towards me or whatever I can do, I'm going to make sure that he does not forget my name. Ever. And that's the way, that's my personal response. And that's my way of looking at, like, getting back at someone. There's no need for shit talking. There's no need to, you know, go back and forth and jabber back and forth. Cause I think that's what he wanted, right? He wanted someone to say something back. He wanted a reason to, you know, go back and forth. And we didn't give him one. Again, I don't know if the kids heard him or not. But two, it's funny because you kill him with kindness because he had an amazing hit. He scored a fucking run, but to not be happy with that is sad. And my next step into personally, this is me and kind of me alone, is how do we get these kids to respect one another, respect the game, have fun while they do it, enjoy those little things. Like, man, yeah, he caught that ball. Hey, why not give our center fielder, you know, some props, some respect for tracking that ball, catching it, getting it in. And, you know, cause we're giving you props that you had a good hit and you got a score. You scored somebody. You had an RBI, for fuck's sake. Like, how do we do that? And so here's my thing moving forward with not just our team, but a lot of different teams in the area. Not too long ago, Julian was invited to a little Sandlot baseball game. I do not know if I've talked about this before on the podcast. I probably have intentions. I may have talked about it, so I apologize if this is redundant. And it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. A lot of different teams, different age groups. And I'm talking about like different kids from different teams, from different cities even. So Julian got a look at, you know, a lot of different good ball players. And it was a lot of fun. So after that, I'd already had this idea. You all, if you come to the gym, you've already seen, we have a batting cage in our gym now. We have a virtual reality headset that has Win Reality, which is a virtual reality baseball program. It's not a game, it's a program. And so after that Sunday meetup, we bought the net because the weather was shitty. We got it set up and now the weather's fine. But I thought, why can't we hold something at the gym where we can teach kids fitness? We can have them in a scenario where they can teach each other things. Because what more respect do you have for somebody higher than when they teach you something? When you guys are, you know, shooting the shit and, hey, in this scenario, what would you do? Or, hey, I saw that you can line drive the ball really well every at bat. What am I doing differently? Or, hey, you have a great pickoff move as a pitcher. Can you show me that footwork? Those kinds of things, if these kids can teach each other those kinds of things, the sky's the limit for the future. The sky's the limit for them as ball players, as friends. Because at some point in time, these boys are going to be playing together, hopefully, at a high school level. And if we can start that bond now, once they get there, like, it's only going to get stronger. And they're going to be probably three steps ahead of any other team in our area, which I'm sure other teams in these areas are doing that. And I feel like Martinez itself is lacking that. And I can point fingers here, there, everywhere, but now I'm pointing the finger at myself. The finger goes inward and I say, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to fix that. This is the opportunity that we're willing to give. And the best part about this is that I get to do it because I own the fucking place, right? I own this place. I don't have to ask for anybody's fucking permission. I can run it how I want it. And this is how it's gonna go. We're gonna have about six kids in at a time within about an hour and a half session. They'll spend about 30 minutes doing a workout. Then they'll do some hitting in the cage, some hitting with the virtual reality headset, and that can attach to their bat. They can pick their pitchers, how fast they see the pitch, and then that program gives them readouts. Where'd the ball go? How fast was it coming off your bat? Was it a ball or a strike that you swung at? All that good stuff. And that's fun for the kids. I've played with it, and it's a lot of fun. And then they're going to have a round table. A round table of, hey, who has something they want to work on? Hey, I want to pitch. Well, I'm a catcher, so I'll throw my gear on and you can pitch to me in the cage and I'll work on my blocking, or you can work on your your pitch locations, everything. Okay, well, while they're doing that, who has questions? And maybe we can just demonstrate some stuff in the office or out in the parking lot or off to the mats on the side or whatever it is. They'll have tee work off the tee, so hitting off the tee. They'll have soft toss from each other. That's the main thing. This isn't some coach in there telling everybody what to do. This is them helping one another. Kids from different teams, the same team, different cities. Like, I'm going to start collecting some email addresses soon. And we'll send out an email blast. Hey, this Sunday we got what we're calling Sunday service. We don't go to church. And I know other people do, but on Sundays, like, that's what I look at it as. I usually do something in the garage, but I'd much rather do something with these kids. So we call it Sunday service, and we have about six people in. And who knows? Maybe we run like three sessions a day eventually. But this first go around, we're going to see how it goes for about an hour and a half, one session a week. When we don't have tournaments, if other kids have tournaments, that all that means is that other kids get to come in. That's all that means. So I'm very, very... And I think you can hear it in my voice now. Like, I just had a little pause. Like, you can tell that I'm excited about this. I had the opportunity to give everybody this was a good job that your son did over the weekend in our group messaging platform for the baseball team. And I felt good telling each kid what they did right. Because as a coach, you can look at everything that someone does wrong. But it's those little things that you can point out that a kid will enjoy reading and seeing and being told that they did right, that it will make them, I believe, want to work harder for the things that didn't go so good or go so well. Oh, I missed a grounder. You know what, coach? Hey, can I stay 5 minutes after you hit me 20 grounders? I want to get at least 15 out of those 20. Perfect. I will spend all night. If it means that I don't miss anything for my own kids, I will spend all fucking night hitting anyone grounders, pop flies, catching, throwing, batting. It does not matter. Because those are the things that these kids will take with them. And then at one point in time in their lives, they'll be the ones to do it. Not all these kids make the MLB. Not all these kids even go to college. Not all these kids even play in high school. Some of these kids right now might even realize, fuck, I probably should not have signed up. And I'm not talking about just our team. I'm talking about as a whole, right? Kids right now are playing baseball that may second guess it. And that's totally okay. But if I can teach them something with their season with me that they carry on for the rest of their lives, that is the biggest win that I will ever take to my grave. And I put a post up on my Facebook page yesterday, and this is again where I differ. I don't lie when I talk about shit like this. I am not someone who, makes shit up just to say shit. You know, you know who I'm the type of people that I'm talking about. I don't do that. So there's no way that I would make some shit up about when I am dead and gone. I want my legacy to be that I helped build the next generation, and then that generation helped build the next generation, and so on and so forth, because that is the greatest accomplishment in my eyes that I could have as more of just a father or a husband or a son, to leave something that other people pass down is something that I'm going to strive for the rest of my life. I think there's a purpose for each and every one of us. And I think this is hard to say, because it is hard to, it's hard to acknowledge for me about myself. And that is, like, I've found my purpose. And I've talked about it before earlier in podcasts, that I believe I was meant to help people. I really do. I believe that. That's why I did what I did after high school. That's why I started the gym. That's why it is what it is. And now it's because of the people, but it's because I started this thing that I liked because it helped people. And now I have this whole other avenue that's opened up recently, and I'm going to do my very best. If you have a child that's into baseball or softball, I'm going to try to my best to get it in there. I don't know softball. It's just like baseball, just a bigger ball, I'm assuming. But baseball or softball, if you have a child interested in it and they want to get a little faster, they want to get a little fitter, they want some practice time with friends that are outside of, you know, maybe their regular practice times, we're going to have the space for that. Inside Martinez Elite Fitness, there lies Martinez Hit House. And if you have never asked yourself what you were kind of put here for, or maybe you just haven't found it, I highly suggest you take a moment and ask yourself what truly makes you happy, what gives you fulfillment, and do your best to try to do that every single day. Because there is no better feeling. And again, as you can tell, I'm very excited. And I can't wait to put this all in motion and to see how I'm able to help anybody that's seeking it out. So I'm glad I got a chance to sit down and do this. That's it, everybody. That's all I got for you. I appreciate you all listening. Have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.